3 o'clock, time for the news with Vanessa.
I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports and weather. Following a lengthy regulatory review by the European Commission, the proposed merger between Luxembourg beverage companies Munhoen and Boisson Heinz has instead resulted in the takeover of Heinz by Belgian brewer Brasserie Mazier. AI language company DeepL has added Luxembourgish to its translation platform as part of a rollout of more than 80 new languages, taking its total language support to over 100 and completing coverage of all 24 official EU languages. In international news, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said today plans to deploy UK troops to Ukraine if there is a ceasefire would be put to Parliament for approval. At a meeting of Ukraine's European allies on Tuesday, the UK and France signed a declaration of intent that would see both countries deploying troops to Ukrainian territory alongside other European forces after a ceasefire with Russia. The United Nations has said decades-long discrimination and segregation of Palestinians by Israel in the West Bank were intensifying and called on the country to end its apartheid system. In a new report slammed by Israel, the UN Rights Office said systematic discrimination against Palestinians across the occupied Palestinian territories had drastically deteriorated in recent years. Finally, President Donald Trump has said that Venezuela will hand over tens of millions of barrels of oil to the United States, just days after a U.S. raid toppled the country's anti-American president. It was not immediately clear whether Venezuela's new ruler, interim President Delcy Rodriguez, had agreed to hand over the oil, how the plan would work, or what its legal basis would be. Turning now to sport. In tennis, former world number one Daniel Medvedev extended his impressive start to the season ahead of the Australian Open with a straight sets win over Francis Tiafoe in Brisbane today. And in rugby, Bordeaux Bagels France scrum half Maxime Lucu is at risk of missing the start of the Six Nations with a knee sprain. The injury comes after Lucu played the full 80 minutes of Bordeaux Bagels French top 14 win over Racing 92 on Saturday. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
A yellow weather warning is in effect until 11 p.m. for the entire country for snowfall of between 1 and 3 centimeters, with up to 5 centimeters possible in places. Temperatures today are due to reach a high of only -2. Right now it's -4, but feeling like -10.